When one is growing and seeking, there may be others in one's life that may not understand their pursuit to grow even further spiritually. To conclude this session, David tells us how to respond in these kinds of situations.
I believe people should use discretion. You don't have to tell people what you're doing and why you're doing it. And when I left the East, I didn't explain it to anybody. There's nothing they're going to understand about that. So there's probably only very few people that you're going to be able to confide in what you're really up to and what's really going on with your life. Everybody has a certain comprehension of an inner calling. And I find the best way you can describe it is I reached a satisfaction with a certain point in my life, and a very strong inner calling said to me, here's a whole different other area you need to develop and grow. And I had to follow that calling. So you can usually get by with saying you have an inner calling, you see? And of course, people will try to argue you back in the world because you're challenging their worldview, are you not? You're negating to some degree the value of their worldview. And so they may expect you to defend it. And I would not defend that. I would just say, look, that's my calling and that's the way it is. Well, what about the wife and the kids? And what about the business? And what about the family? I said, well, God will have to look after that. God's the creator of the universe. He's the savior of mankind. And God can just worry about it because I'm going to be busy doing something else. Well, he's lost his mind, they'll say. Well, when your mind goes silent, you have lost your mind. They don't realize it's a compliment. I've been at it for 30 years. I finally did lose my mind. And they're saying, I think he's lost his mind. He's walked off. Look at the life I had back east. I had the life, and I can't tell you how ultimate it was. It was ultimate in ways that the world doesn't even know about. The most ultimate people don't even reveal to the world what they really are about a good deal of the time. Organizations they belong to don't even appear on the map. So you walk away from that world, and you walk into a different world where genuineness, intrinsic inner genuineness, is what counts. So when you say thank you to a waitress or to a clerk in the store, it has to be from a genuine appreciation. You see their beingness and their isness, and what you're saying is the truth. If you just do it as a superficial manipulation, it doesn't have the same effect. When you look and you see how harried the person is and how hard they're trying to keep up with it all, so you appreciate the humanness of people. So when you reflect back the genuine value of their humanness, what you're really reflecting back is the sacredness of their existence. You see, when you acknowledge people, you're reflecting back to them their inner worth, and their inner worth is infinite. The inner worth of every human being is infinite, is it not? Its potential is infinite. That which is created by God. You can't say that one creation of God is better than another. All are equally creatures of God. So this is the transformation you go through. And I'll say, when you walk through an alley and sidewalk, you see the little black beetle on his back flailing his legs around. And you try to walk by it. You can tell you're making spiritual progress when it bothers you. You have to back up, turn the little beetle on his feet, and then you walk away happy. At that point, you realize you're loving life, and you're discerning the sacredness, because his little life is just as sacred to him. He's scared blue, he's laying on his back, he can't get his legs under him. And so you're like sent by God to turn him over. You say, well, God, I'm turning over this little beetle, because I know you want me to. You know, you can joke around with God, I do all the time. It's your beetle, but you know, there is a point really where you can't walk by the beetle without helping it. Then there is an even higher space, which is, can't really be described. But that is a different level of consciousness, in which the beetle's karma is the beetle's karma and yours is yours. Anyway, you see, become a servant of God and you see the intrinsic holiness of all of life and you try to preserve it as the best you can, because that's how God reflects through you.